This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It is 9:09 right here at WSMI, and it's time for the Wednesday Morning Talk Show. Wednesday Morning Talk Show today brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. We're talking with Mickey Robbins, Cole Country Chamber of Commerce, and Gina Gachardo, CPA, recently named Business of the Year. And we will come back and talk with them more right after this. Today's Wednesday Morning Talk Show brought to you today by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield.
At Plummer Funeral Home, it is our mission to provide the families of this area with caring, compassionate, and professional funeral services, and to assist them as they celebrate the life of the loved one they have lost. At Plummer Funeral Home, we provide families of all faiths and cultures with respect, compassion, and comfort as they mourn for their loved ones and come to terms with their loss. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
Back here on the show, and we are talking with Gina Gachardo. Gina, recently you were named Cole Country Chamber's Business of the Year. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. This year, the Cole Country Chamber of Commerce elected our office to be the Business of the Year, and which was a really nice surprise. It was a nice honor. They had a banquet the first part of February. This is an annual banquet that they have, and we were surprised to know that we were elected to be the Business of the Year. And great attendance, even though it was an icy, not a very nice evening.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound like a nice evening.
It wasn't. But
oh,
we had
terrible outside.
81 people showed up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's pretty good.
It is. And it was. And also, since 1999, we've been doing this, Gina. And every year, it gets tougher and tougher because the critique of the committee selecting the winner or the business of the year is always gets tougher because the board keeps changing the critique here, and it's harder. But it's good because it makes it the award special. Mm-hmm. And we do it every year, and it's hard to get the person there every year. That is, if they're not coming, then we have to do a little maneuvering to get them there. But the committee does a great job of doing this.
So how much maneuvering did it take to get you there?
It did take a little bit, I will admit, because this is tax season, and
life, as I
know it, ended January 1st, and for 3.5 months, I work 80 hours plus a week.
Holy cow,
so
yeah.
I did have to, he put a little bug in my ear so that I knew I was going to be attending that evening, so, because otherwise
forcing
I don't do anything
out, huh?
Fun, no, for 3.5 months, it's just all work.
That's what I knew that. It was the tax season, and I knew it was hard to get out of there because I've seen when I drive by going home for a meeting or something, 9, 10 o'clock, she's in her office there interviewing somebody or doing the paperwork there.
10 but o'clock it, at night?
The days are usually 6 a.m. to about 8, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
See, it's tax season, so that's her busiest time of the year.
But 10 o'clock at night? Whose taxes are you doing at 10 o'clock at night?
You never know. Tell us something some of the things you do.
Tell us a little bit.
Well, you mentioned the Chamber of Commerce starting in 1999, and that was what year I bought a CPA practice in Gillespie of Melva Reed. She was ready to retire, and I started there, and we added a Carlinville office in December of 2010, which I say it's because they called me in July of that year about buying their practice, and I forgot how busy tax season was, and I said, okay. So, but we've been there for that many years, and I'm, you know, have been very pleased. We just recently moved our office there to a new location, and that's been going real well. So we have... there are 9 of us that work between the 2 offices. We have 3, not counting myself, so 4 that work year round full time. And then the reinforcements come in towards the end of January. And I'm very fortunate that I have a group of people that have been with us for 15 years that want to come back every year and work the winter, I'm thinking, what else would you do all winter long? So I'm hoping that one of these days I'm a reinforcement, you know, for someone else. And
living the dream.
Right, yep. But our staff ranges in age from 21 to 80, so I am right in the middle there. And we have the, you know, some people that come in and help us prepare and copy and just answer phones. And but like I said, it's been nice for me because it's the core group of people that return every year.
Yeah, so it's nice when you're working with the same people over and over. You get to know each other's work habits and things. You said, though, that office in Carlinville actually called you about purchasing them?
Yes, actually, it was the Carlinville National Bank had a branch of tax service, and
right on.
They were getting out of that. And they decided to give me a call to see if I'd be interested, and I was. And
Well, you know you've arrived when other people are calling you to see if you can come in. How long have you been a CPA?
Oh, goodness. Let's see.
A couple years?
Yeah. Just couple, yeah. Yeah. I graduated from Blackburn in 1986. I was their first accounting graduate. So
very first,
yeah,
huh?
Very first one.
Right on.
But that's a secret we need to know about.
I know, right?
And let's see, I took the CPA exam that following fall and passed, which was all very surprising too. And worked in public accounting in Springfield for quite a few years, and then just the windshield time was hard as I was having children and decided to get closer to home. And
so what ultimately made you, was it children that ultimately made you decide to bring it home and start your own thing?
To be in the area,
yeah.
Right. And I did work at an office in Carlinville for a while, too. And then, like I said, Melva was retiring, and it just seemed like a good opportunity
The opportunity arose.
Right,
huh?
Right.
What kind of services do you offer in a CPA? I'm always confused, CPA. I have a different phrase for that. But what is some of the services you offer in your two offices there?
That's a good question, because actually someone came in the office the other day and asked the receptionist if we do tax returns. And I think she thought at first that they were kidding, but I said, no, I think a lot of people don't really know what a CPA does. So this time of year, yes, we do tax preparation and tax planning, and for both businesses and individuals. But we also do, you know, bookkeeping and payroll and sales tax. And
that's an interesting subject, payroll. Now, when you say payroll, what does that dictate? I mean, is it?
We have clients that we provide a payroll service to, such as they, you know, send us information from their employees and we figure their payroll. And
so what they would do is say, like, an hourly company would send you then the time cards,
right?
And then you would figure them up and then do payroll for them,
right?
Basically. Now would the checks come from you then, or would they come
they come from the company, or with direct deposit now being
love that direct deposit.
Yeah, although my daughter says she likes to count her money. You know, she likes her check, but
I understand that too.
But yeah, direct deposit is you know, a lot of people use that now.
Is
so
that a
that's
big thing, especially in small towns like Carlinville and Bunnell Gillespie here?
Payroll?
Yeah.
Yes. It is.
Is it bigger because most of the time they don't have somebody as a CPA or somebody
right,
sitting at
to
office
do that.
Doing
mm-hmm.
all the work like it used to be done. One person would do all
right.
that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we have, really with our bookkeeping and our payroll services, we have a wide variety of clients that are comfortable with doing part of it, but maybe not all of it. And that's where we come in then and help do the parts that they're not comfortable with. So.
Is there any special things that these people have to come, when they come to you, have to bring other than the necessary time cards and things like that?
Well, if I was a business and I was going to ask you to handle my payroll, how would I go about doing that?
We would have you just send us information either weekly or biweekly that, you know, would give us that information that we need to prepare the employee's payroll. But we also, besides payroll, we also do a lot of bookkeeping for clients, for small business clients. And a lot of them use QuickBooks, which that is what we use. And we provide training if people want to do it themselves and just don't know how to get started. Because really it is a good program and fairly user-friendly that a lot of people just need a little help getting going on it. Then we like to kind of look at things throughout the year and make sure things are going good. And of course, before the end of the year, we like to try to do tax planning and things like that. So we try to stay in touch with people throughout the year and not just during tax season.
Right on.
What's some other services you perform there, daily or weekly or monthly, whatever it is?
Well, of course, right now, we're mainly doing income tax preparation, and farmers are due Monday, so this week I have been...
Heads up, farmers.
Hopefully, you've already gone to your tax preparer before now, but if not, get there soon. So, and a lot of people don't realize that there are different due dates, that not everybody is due on April 15th.
I was just going to ask that. It seems like there's different dates.
Yeah. And this year, IRS was not ready for tax season until January 31st because of the government shutdown. But I hope that they always stay with that April 15th deadline, because I know by that time I'm ready to do something different and don't really want to do this all spring and summer.
I bet not.
So
if I was to have my taxes done by you and I was audited, oh man, how do I go about
Heaven
that?
Heaven forbid. Huh?
Yes. Oh, that's like a scary word.
Well, you get a letter from IRS that, you know, says that they're planning to audit you.
Evil death letter.
Yeah. A lot of there's not very many audits being done right now. I hear that IRS is short-staffed, and if you try to call them, you'll know that that is true, because it's very hard to get phone calls answered. So there are not many audits going on, but a lot of them that they do anymore are mail, like correspondence audits, where they'll just send the taxpayer a letter asking them something about the tax return that they just want to look into a little bit more. And normally with just a response back, that takes care of it. So I have only had two audits in the 15 years that I've been on my own. And one was a farmer and one was a small business, and both had no changes. So, I was very happy about that.
Do you help them? Do you sit down with the person and go through things with them and explain things?
Yes. And actually, kind of a funny story, though. The one audit was at my office for the small business. So we had all the records there in the and the client was there too for that initial interview, and we were waiting for the IRS agent to arrive, and they were a little bit late, but my office is in the front of the building, and I was looking out my window, and I saw someone coming down Gillespie Main Street and make a U-turn into the parking spot in front of my office. And the police pulled in behind her, blocking her in with his lights on. And I thought, oh, I hope this is not the IRS agent. And it was. So she got a ticket before she came in the office to start our audit. She was still nice anyway, but I'm sure that wasn't a very good start to her day.
That would just make me nervous.
Alert to the Gillespie people.
Yes, do not make the U-turn.
Don't make U-turns. You see it every day.
You do, but they do have those signs. You're not supposed to do that.
Is there any one other type of service that you offer in your office that we haven't covered yet?
Besides, let's see here. Tax planning, I discussed. We do a lot of that in November, December, getting with people, seeing where they're at so far for the year, and if there's things that they want to do, you know, yet before the end of the year gets there, to try to save some taxes. Although I'll tell you, the last few years, that's been very hard to do because Congress has not passed tax bills until the end of December, and in fact, last year it was January 1st. So that makes planning a little harder when you don't know what you're dealing with.
Go ahead.
So I was just going to say, I guess, you know, monthly bookkeeping keeps us afloat throughout the non-tax season time, and payrolls, like I was talking about. And really, we do very few extensions, though. I like to have the tax returns done, and the only ones we extend are the ones that we don't have the information there.
Is there a service that you do maybe pops up one time, like with, for example, the chamber did a no-no. We didn't. There was a paper that we didn't send in, and then you helped us to get it corrected, and it took us like 4 or 5 months, and all the paperwork and everything is things like that. It comes, pops up very often.
Yeah, there are things like that that come up, and actually, I start right now. It's called my after tax season list, and those are the kinds of things we do after tax season. You know, we start lists and things that don't have to be done right now. We wait and do after April 15th, because it's
so
we're
if they have a problem with something with the federal people, or
if it doesn't need handled right away, right,
they can come to you with the letter and then try to help you step by step through it. See,
right,
and we had a problem, and we just didn't send the paperwork in at the right time, and
that happens,
very simply,
though.
It came back, and we had
to... so much paperwork. I mean, and the extensive tax laws, it seems like they just go on and on, you know,
yeah,
easily be done.
Right.
And speaking of all that, I'm sure you have to constantly keep up on all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are required to keep our license.
Do you go somewhere for like teaching, or mm-hmm. do you take classes? Or?
Yes. Yeah. CPAs are required to take continuing professional education, and it's so many hours. Actually, it's 120 hours every 3 years.
Every 3 years.
Right. So I try to get 40 a year, though, and not wait to get the 120 on my third year.
Oh, that would
but
be
anyway. So yeah, I'm. You know, we go to. We go to tax classes, and there's a lot, you know, available out there to go to. But sure, every fall, you know, so that we can see what's coming up, what changes there are for the current filing season.
Now, as a person who would be coming to you with my taxes, what would I need to bring?
Your prior year return is mm-hmm. always good. And
do you go over the you go over the prior year then, I'm assuming?
Yes, because that is a good starting point for what they would have for the current year. So and then we just kind of go line by line, you know, wages and investment income or rentals or, you know, a business and deductions and just kind of go through all of that and try to make sure that we've got everything covered there. But what we do then is we work on it and give the people a call and let them know when it's ready, and they come back in and we kind of go over the results and we electronically file, so that's they don't have to mail things in anymore.
Oh, that's
which
so
is nice.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can you wait till like the very last minute to send it? Like get those people that roll up, you know, at midnight to
right.
mail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Nobody has it except maybe City of St. Louis has somebody
oh,
out
yes,
there
yes.
at 12
right.
o'clock
they
picking,
do.
Them.
Picking
but
them up.
And the television guys love that because it's something different. But
oh, yeah.
there's not that many people coming up anymore. They don't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a dying thing.
Because even if you owe, you can now have your payment, you know, automatically withdrawn.
Oh, yeah.
Just like you can have it deposited into your account.
Yeah,
so
days
you don't
of
even
with
have
pennies
to.
Pennies are over.
Right.
With your office in Gillespie, it's in downtown Gillespie on the main drag right across the street from the new UCB bank right there. The one in Carlinville, you said you just moved into a new section. Where is that? I'm not for sure I'm familiar with it yet.
That is, it is a block off of the square, so heading west on Route 108. And you turn right at the first block there, and we're in the first block.
Okay.
So how would people get a hold of you then at both of your businesses?
Well, they can give us a call at 839-4226 or 854-9530. And, you know, we would go ahead and set up an appointment then and let them come in and bring their things and get started on their tax return. It'll be April 15th before we know it.
Isn't
and I usually
truth?
Count down. We usually have a calendar on our front window, which I know you know that. And this year we've actually been too busy to even put our countdown calendar up. So we really need to do that.
I like your quote in the Coal Country Times here. I'm not good with microphones or words, but give me numbers and a calculator. Hey, I got you there.
Yes, and here I am sitting here in front of a microphone. And
well, you're doing very well. Mickey, we got about a minute left. What else is going on in the
well,
country?
I'm just tickled pink of our winter this year, as we always have. We always have a a business that it's worth having. It just shares they're involved in the community one way or the other, and things are. And that's how one of the critiques that we look for, how they're involved in the community in different ways with so many things. Team Tammy, the school, and the chamber being involved in there, things like that. But the chamber events, we're got our schedule really going this really this year. We're going to have a craft fair. The Bill Bunnell people, the Bunnell Civic Center on Saturday, May 10th. And of course, our famous summer concert series starts on Tuesday, June 3rd at the Bunnell City Park.
That's going to be here before you know it.
Oh, tell me about it.
Holy
every
cow.
Tuesday night in June and every Tuesday night in July. There's 9 concerts this year, and the bands are all booked except one. And, of course, the one that ends the year, Steve Davis. With Elvis. He draws anything from 800 to 1,000 people
that
last
guy's
night. And the funny part about it, last year it was missing, rainy, darky, cloudy, and everything. And we still had 750 people there. I mean, they come from all over.
Oh,
the people playing this.
Yeah.
And it's like every Tuesday night in June and July. Then the big funny thing is the Fall Festival on Saturday, September 27th.
That's right.
Now, that's the big one. We have live entertainment for 8 hours, different bands coming in and out all day long. And then we have our famous petting zoo with camels, buffalo, reindeer, and all kinds of other in the petting zoo that comes in. And then, of course, lots of other things going on throughout the year there. But we're always very active, and we're always very involved in the community and everything. And we're also going to have an e-cycling on Saturday, April 26th, right next to the Bunnell City Hall, that anything with a cord you can bring in and they'll take.
Right on.
As long as it has a cord. And then we're going to have a community-wide yard sale on Saturday, April 12th. And there'll be more news, and you can watch it in the Cold Country Times and other notices on our webpage, coldcountrychamber.com, and on our Facebook.
All right. Thank you very much, Mickey.
Thank you.
That's Mickey Robbins and Gina Gashardo, and that's it for the Wednesday Morning Talk Show here on WSMI AM 1540.